KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 85 degrees. We had a high yesterday in Atlantic of 89, and we look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, and a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Four people, three from Illinois and one from Iowa, were killed, and one person was injured during a head-on collision Wednesday afternoon in southwest Iowa's Union County. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened on Highway 34, about 2 miles east of Thayer, at around 2:37 p.m. According to the patrol's report, a 2002 Chevy S10 pickup driven by 44-year-old Laura Heilman Dyson of Murray was eastbound on Highway 34 when it crossed the center line of the road. A westbound 2011 Nissan Altima, driven by 31-year-old Jessica Jackson of Chicago, Illinois, took evasive action by veering into the eastbound lane. But then Heilman Dyson corrected her vehicle at the same time and veered back into the eastbound lane. Both drivers then tried to take evasive action again, but their vehicles collided head-on in the westbound lane. Jackson and two people in her car were killed, including 28-year-old Myrtis Harris and 35-year-old Kenya Irvin, both of Chicago. A passenger in Heilman Dyson's pickup, 44-year-old Randall Dyson, also died in the crash. Neither he nor Harris were wearing a seatbelt. Harris died after being flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Laura Heilman Dyson, who was also not wearing a seatbelt, was also flown by LifeNet to Methodist. A report on her condition is currently not available. News time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A College Springs man was sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court to slightly more than 14 years in prison for his participation in a drug conspiracy. In addition to the 170-month prison term, U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld said that Judge John Jarvie sentenced 56-year-old Orvis Lee Wegman to a supervised release term of 10 years. According to a written plea agreement from about January of 2004 until November 2010, Wegman was involved in the distribution of methamphetamine in the southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri areas, along with his co-conspirators, 54-year-old Edward Eugene Gray Sr. of Coyne, 34-year-old Edward Eugene Gray Jr., and 23-year-old Levi Edward Gray, both of Clarinda, and others. Edward Eugene Gray Jr. was sentenced in February to 180 months imprisonment for conspiracy to distribute meth and 60 months for possession of a firearm in relation to a drug trafficking offense for a total sentence of 240 months. Levi Gray was also sentenced in February to 48 months imprisonment for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Edward Gray Sr. was sentenced on March 27th to 150 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute meth. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a Clarinda teen was arrested Tuesday night on arson and other charges. 18-year-old Bryson Sean McAlpin was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. during a traffic stop for an outstanding warrant. The warrant charged McAlpin with arson, intimidation, and possession of an incendiary device. The charges are the result of an investigation into an incident which occurred April 1st, during which McAlpin allegedly threw two Molotov cocktail-type devices at a vehicle occupied by two people in the 100 block of West Washington Street in Clarinda. He was unable to post a $25,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail. McAlpin faces additional charges of possession of alcohol by a person under the legal age. Firefighters from two Shelby County departments were called to the scene of a barn and tree fire east of Kirkman Wednesday afternoon. The call was dispatched at around 2:30 p.m. Crews from Kirkman and Irwin were sent to the scene. In addition, the Harlan Fire Department was dispatched to 3002 12th Street in Harlan, lot number 83. After a report was received about a porch on fire, that call came in just a few minutes after the first call was dispatched. Additional details about those incidents are currently not available. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report a Corning man was arrested last weekend on an OWI charge. 39-year-old James Douglas Murray was stopped along the road when deputies made contact with him at around 2:10 a.m. After speaking with Murray, authorities determined he was over the legal limit for alcohol consumption. Murray was taken into custody Saturday on a charge of OWI first offense and booked into the Adams County Jail. He posted a $1,500 bond on Monday and was released. A preliminary hearing in his case was set for June the 11th. News time is 7:11.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Master Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Master Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Neoma Ridlin, age 93 of Avoca and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Services for Neoma Ridlin will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jane Held, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Monday. Funeral services for Jane Held will take place today at 1:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Randy Young, age 48, of Omaha, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Randy Young will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Eastern Hills Baptist Church in Council Bluffs. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jerrine Jerry Weiss, age 79, of Manila, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Jerry Weiss will be held Friday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila is in charge of arrangements. James Jim Houston, age 58, of Atlantic, died Monday. Services for Jim Houston will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernard Strachey, age 85, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Strachey will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. George Jensen, age 67, of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, died December 10th. Graveside services for George Jensen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Vivian Reichardt Haley, age 72, of Corning, died April 12th. Graveside services for Vivian Reichardt Haley will be on Friday at 2:30 at the Victoria Township Cemetery, south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. June Clemens, age 90, formerly of Atlantic, died April the 12th in Brainerd, Minnesota. Memorial services for June Clemens will be held Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mary Larson, age 87, of Greenfield, died Monday. A funeral mass for Mary Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Adolf Polacek, age 90, of Shelby, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Adolf Polacek will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Richard Dick Cooper, age 66, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Dick Cooper will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. H. Claire Gill, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died April 14th. Graveside services for Claire Gill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Jerry Gates, age 78, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Jerry Gates are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Lloyd Schroeder, age 85, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lloyd Schroeder are pending with the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.